between them. To me, it looked like they were about to do a soul train line. Then, at the sound of their commander's voice, they charged one another, ensuring certain death for many of the soldiers on the front line. The whole time, the actor playing General Lee was standing back and watching his men get slaughtered. This, I thought to myself, is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. When the video ended, there was still 15 minutes left before the end of class for questions. My hand shot up in the air. I had a lot of questions about the worst strategy I'd ever seen. Yes, Rashad? Poor Mr. Sanderson had no idea what was coming. For starters, why is everyone lined up and ready to get killed? Why doesn't the general have soldiers staking out the other side or tripping people or setting traps or something? Mr. Sanderson sighed. Does anyone have a serious question or comment? He asked, scanning the room for willing students. He totally dismissed my question, but I was serious. I'd watched my brothers as they led their football teams, as they led their families, as they led in their churches, and as they led me. And they were the kind of leaders who'd take a bullet for the people they were leading. This Lee guy could have taken a lesson from Butch and Brian. To me as a kid, he wasn't a strategist, and he didn't seem to care very much about his men if he was willing to let them die without fighting alongside them. Mr. Sanderson, I am serious, I continued. Why is Lee considered a good leader when he's got his men lined up to be killed while he's in the back, all safe and protected? Rashad, Mr. Sanderson replied, you're disrupting class. Unsatisfied, I conceded. All right, all right. Though I was finished for that day, I continued to ask a lot of questions. God had given me both a curious mind and a determined spirit. Asking questions was one of those significant ifs in my life. Yes, if I hadn't asked all the questions I did, I might have stayed on teachers' good sides. But I also wouldn't have learned as much as I did. Whenever an adult asked me to believe what they were telling me, the next word out of my mouth would be, why? I have always wanted to know why things are the way they are, and that youthful passion for understanding I had is one that still moves me today. When people get exasperated with your questions, it can feel like the easiest thing to do is to stop asking. So in order to avoid making waves, that's what some of us do. We accept whatever we're told because it's easier. But I want to encourage you to notice that resistance you get when you ask why, and press through it. That doesn't mean you should be a pain or annoying, but having an inquisitive mind is a really good thing, even if it's not always convenient for others. If you want to keep learning and growing, I encourage you to be bold and brave with your questions. Setting the record straight. Although I gave in to Mr. Sanderson in history class, there were other days that I didn't back down. I asked questions, challenged teachers, and spoke my mind. As a result, I spent a good bit of time in school suspension. It didn't bother me that much because I liked the opportunity to get my work done and then chill. In some ways, suspension was better than sitting in class and listening to lectures I was not allowed to participate in. But I didn't feel so great when I got handed an out-of-school suspension for interrupting a teacher with too many questions. Kids would start laughing whenever my hand went up. I may have been the only student labeled a class clown who was actually serious about his reasons for disrupting class. Whenever I was suspended, Mom had to take a sick day from her job to stay home with me, and she wasn't happy about it. I tried to persuade her that the teachers were picking on me. I asked legitimate questions and they treated me like I was a troublemaker. Although Mom usually took my side, when it came to school, she was more willing to believe the teachers. I knew better than to talk back to my mother, but I was irked that she'd choose to take their word over mine. Still, I couldn't help but start thinking that maybe I was the one in the wrong. Was it bad to ask questions? To challenge authority? Was I being disrespectful and not even realizing it?